This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has heard Russian military action could begin on Wednesday, proclaiming the day as one of national unity. Speaking in a video address to the nation Monday, he did not say how he got the information. A NATO official characterized the tense standoff with Russia at the Ukraine border as a dangerous moment for European security. The official saying a major conflict in Ukraine could see large numbers of displaced people fleeing the fighting. But they said there is still time to avoid such unnecessary suffering, saying, quote, everything must be done to avoid this kind of an impact on civilians. Also on Monday, the White House said U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson about their efforts to upgrade NATO's defensive posture on the alliance's eastern flank closest to Russia. With the threat of a Russian attack on Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States was temporarily relocating its embassy operations to the western Ukrainian city of Lviv near the Polish border. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Lviv offers greater protection if Russian troops invade Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Monday that Western countries are ready for a serious dialogue with Russia on European security issues after meeting with President Zelensky in Kyiv. He also said Western countries are looking for Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate the threat of an imminent invasion. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov suggested to the Russian president that he continue